Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Tim and or Ted.
And I'm Ted and or Tim. And today's topic is going to be, if you had to live with the personification of one of your personality traits, what would it be and what would it be like?
Ah, right. So, that's a good one.
It's all right.
Okay, so, I'm trying to think what my personality traits are. It's gonna be lust.
That's always. Yeah.
Lust, but... greed, envy, gluttony, pride.
All your personality traits are just the seven deadly sins. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. We'd all live in a house here, and it'd be awful.
It'd be horrible, wouldn't it? Particularly sloth.
Yeah. Oh, why would you do something? Oh, right, no, that's me. I would be the sloth, yeah. The one sin that remains. Didn't get out.
Wouldn't let it go. I don't want to do anything. Stay here.
I don't want to be personified. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know which one to choose. I think, I don't know, if I could have a play date with all of them, I'd decide which one to live with.
You can't. That's the seven deadly sins. It's not necessarily a personality trait. A personality trait is a thing, isn't it? It's like a
all right. So
confidence and paranoia and.
I am far too confident.
I'm thinking like an instant. It just occurred to me that Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
With confidence and paranoia turned up.
Yeah, I think if my confidence turned up, we'll bluff each other to death.
All right. How?
Right, so he'll claim something's real, and I'll claim it's also real. And in an attempt to prove that we're both right, one of us will die.
Oh, you mean like like in Red Dwarf, when Confidence tried to bluff Dave to take off his helmet. You don't need a helmet in space, Dave. Helmets are for losers. Only losers wear helmets in space. Look, I'll show you. He takes his helmet off and explodes.
Yeah. Yeah, because neither of us will be smart.
No, because you don't get any smarter. You give the same level of knowledge. It's just...
Yeah, I can breathe space. Look.
Yeah.
So,
but which one would you choose? As well? It's not so much which one wouldn't... Would you choose to live with confidence? Or would you choose to live with...
Okay, so trying to think of my other personality traits... I think this is a weird self-analyzing episode, isn't it?
It is. Like the time we did the Guilty Pleasures one.
Yeah.
And it became far too real and far too serious.
All right.
And left on a moral message as well. That was gross.
Yeah, I hated that. It still makes me feel a bit sick.
Can't listen to it anymore.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, whilst I'm thinking, I'm assuming because this is your question, you go for it.
Oh, no. Right.
Something.
I don't have something specifically, but I do have a relevant, thing to say that I'd probably live with any one of my personality traits because I was talking about this the other day, the idea of the question with someone, and they said you have a kid who is essentially a smaller version of yourself and I have had to live with him, and I know for a fact it wouldn't go well. I'd want to throttle all of me.
That's supposed to be the thing, isn't it? We're supposed to dislike people that are most like ourselves.
Yeah.
Purely because we see ourselves in them and we don't like the reflection.
Potentially, yeah. But it depends on which bits they get. Because like with a kid, they only get certain bits. They don't get all the bits of you.
Yeah.
So, but you can see them in it and you look at it and you think, oh, I do that and that's really annoying.
So if I could personify my nerdiness, I think I could get on with me then.
Yeah?
Yeah. Get my geek in.
I'm not so sure, right? Because... You're like, for example, you're a D&D rules and lawyer, right?
I am indeed, yeah.
Right. Nothing is more annoying than a D&D rules lawyer, right? But imagine two of you arguing the D&D rules at each other, trying to prove each other wrong.
No, because we can. I've always been able to accept when I'm wrong. So if he lawyers me, I'll be like, fair lawyer.
But it's annoying.
Oh, yeah, I can believe it.
All I'm saying is it's annoying.
It's not annoying for me, though.
It would be.
I don't think it would be, because I'm like, oh, I've learned something new.
You remember when we first, in the early days of D&D, when we had that session with all of the rules lawyer in that Dale did? The very first of, where he literally checked everything.
Like, oh, yeah.
Gold and stuff. Do you remember how annoyed you got?
Right, I got annoyed with him purely because he was stopping the game to do it. It was just constant stopping the game. Whereas when I rules lawyer, I go, right, the DM makes the call, but then I find out what it should be for my own knowledge later on, because I need that knowledge. I need it. If I'm unsure about something, I need to find it out. I can't focus on the rest of the game until then. But I'll let the game carry on without me.
Alright. Well, I've seen you do the opposite of that, but
incredibly rarely, if ever.
I've seen you do it.
Because I know I purposely just disengage from character. Because like I say, I go right out and I can't get back in character till Tim knows that rule, and then Menning can get back in play.
Yeah, no, Menning's very different. Menning's a special kind of person.
And of course, this Kagag, he doesn't. He goes with whatever's going in the air.
Kagag don't give a shit, does he? All right, I'll go over here then. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I think I could live with me as a geeky rules.
Potentially. But I think you'd get annoyed with each other pretty quickly.
Yeah, but I think you're guaranteed to get annoyed with almost any of you. I mean, for example, if I personified my lust.
After a while, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'd hate that little horn dog. It's constant.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably I think that's probably one of the worst ones to try and personify. Everyone says, oh, I'd personify like lust or something. But no, because that...
You're deceiving nature.
I quite like that. I quite like being lied to all the time. It'd be interesting to see if I can figure it out. See if I'm as good a liar as I think I am.
But you know he's deceiving. That's funny. I know you're lying.
But then you'd be able to figure out if you've got a tell. If he's constantly winking at you. Oh, do I constantly wink when I'm lying?
No, it would irritate me because I like to play a game at work with people where I'll tell them truth in a way that sounds like I'm lying.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I hate me if I'm doing that to me, because I won't know if I am lying or not. Damn it.
Yeah, you see, that'd be good, I reckon. I think it'd be quite entertaining.
I'd be fucked up with that guy.
I think the worst one for me would be my petty annoyance rage. If I personified that guy, I would hate that guy. Just constantly ranting. Fucking shut up! God, you're always running!
You managed to get a petty rant about a petty ranting guy.
I know, right?
I love it. Oh, you don't know the worst one.
Yeah?
My blasé.
Blasé? Just...
Yeah, fine.
Whatever. It's all right.
Oh, you staffed me. Right, you know, what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah, because it'd be really hard to live with. It'd be like, do you want to do this? Oh, whatever, I don't mind.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Give me a direct
answer. Opinion.
Come down on one side of the fence, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, I mean, if you really need me to.
As if you've got the blasé guy. I might pay a nice guy in the same room. I fucking hate this guy. It's like the god of ambivalence or whatever he was.
Blissful ignorance.
Blissful ignorance.
God of blissful ignorance. He's brilliant. Yeah. He is my ambivalence.
He is your ambivalence guy, yeah.
No. Alright, so which one would be the best to live with then?
Well, you think the best one for you would be your nerdiness.
Yeah. In fact, I'd love to, because like, I don't know, I'd sit on the sofa and we would go through the Marvel films and we'd pick it apart in the same way and realise that Peter Quill should have saved the universe many times over, but we'll argue those points. Oh, yeah, he had loads of times. He could have done it. Not just the talking to Thanos whilst everybody else is pulling the glove off kind of thing, instead of pulling the glove off with everybody else.
What I didn't get right, is that they all had something to kill him with. Like, I'm sure Tony Stark had a rocket or something. If she can hold him still for a little while, put a rocket in his mouth.
Oh, yeah, but he's Goddard.
And he's not axe hard, though, is he?
Yeah, but that was a special axe.
Yeah, but... He's not unkillable, he's just hard.
Yeah, but really hard. But like Rocket, not hard enough. I mean, Tony Stark...
I mean, if it's in your belly, most things will kill you.
I don't know, I mean, you know my rules. I'm immune to all but the things I can eat.
Yeah, but that's not true.
Yeah, but it is.
No, but it's not.
Yeah.
No, because I bet if you had some poison... I bet if I gave you some cyanide right now...
Alright, let's go.
Here, eat this cyanide.
Live on air.
Live on air.
Assisted suicide, is this? Oh, is it actually...
Yeah.
I know you're killing me.
Either way, I'm going to jail, isn't it? It just depends on how long.
Oh. Okay.
This episode took a weird turn.
Yeah. Oh, the See, this is where my rules lawyer are coming in. I need to find out what that would be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
I could happily sit there and geek out with my geeky mate.
Yeah.
Whereas my ambivalent guy, he'll watch him and he wouldn't really care.
Yeah.
But Lust would be going, oh, look at Gamora. Fucking shut up, Lust.
I'll do her, but only when she's green.
I don't like these films. Shut up, Deception. I know you love them.
I love them.
Oh, fuck you. Whereas you're sat there with your petty rage going, oh, fucking hate a Marvel film.
Fucking Peter Quill. First he's fat, then he's thin. Can't he make a decision? That's actually Chris Pratt, not Peter Quill, yeah. But I'm blaming the whole character for it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Get on with at least one of my guys.
Yeah,
ambivalent guy would be a blasé. Ambivalent guy would be like, oh, okay, I could, but I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I think you'd probably get a bit annoyed with him after a while, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and same with my deceiving guy.
Yeah,
because
I quite like the deceiving guy, like I said, but
yeah, he has some brilliant moments. I won't lie. I mean, with my girlfriend not so long ago, right? She was sat just watching telly, and she was rubbing my hand because it was cold. And I guess there's no point doing that. I don't respond well to friction. And for ages, she believed that. And then one day, not so long ago, she was rubbing my hand and goes, oh, I don't know why I'm doing that. You're frictionless. I'd forgotten the lie. But I'd done it so convincingly, she still believed I was frictionless. And I went, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like you caught on.
I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
That is.
That'd be in Stitch's sins.
See? So that guy would be good to have around, right?
Yeah, right. On a little lie like that, but when it's constant, you don't know what he's telling you. Thinks too quick sometimes. That was some amazing bullshit. This sounds plausible.
We once convinced a friend of ours' now ex that if she had a water birth... and left the baby in the water, under the water.
She'd be able to breathe.
It'd grow gills.
Oh, of course. Of course
it would. And it'd be a water baby.
Yeah.
And she believed that for so long that she was genuinely considering a water birth. Until the doctors told her it's not true.
Oh, well.
Yeah, right. That's something.
Yeah. Ah, do I have a gullibility guy? If I do, he's a halfling. He's really small.
Good gullibility guy. It's just like, here lies gullibility, it's the gravestone. Yeah.
Deception got him good.
Oh, imagine going to a moon where all of your personality traits were listed, like on the Rimmerworld moon.
Okay.
It would be the evil, the one ruling personality trait. Like for Rimmer, it was his insecurities, wasn't it? That was the big salivating monster. And that they needed to like hug him and tell him he's great to get all of his other like charm and all the other personalities back to life. But what would be the defining?
I think you probably would be my geek nerd guy.
I got a feeling mine's a petty rage guy, isn't it?
It is, yeah, 100%. See, my only issue is when my geek nerd guy gets together with my rules lawyer guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they argue, oh, they couldn't have done that in that episode of Star Trek, because they said this in this previous episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, and that's when you're going to end up with...
just a debate on the side. Deception guy just throwing out random shit.
random lies, like, no, that didn't happen. Daniel Jackson wasn't even there for that. Not even in that fucking franchise, is it, you retard? Shut up, Roy's lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm about to be. If I had a moon where all my people were, then yeah, there'll be constantly fights like that.
Yeah.
Gullibility, long dead.
Long dead, just a grave.
Yeah. Lost, just going around. Every hole's a goal.
I like the idea that Lost is just chained up on an island. And all the other personality traits know not to go near that island. At least they get humped.
But yeah, I'm trying to think what other personality traits I've got.
I like the fact your personality traits consisted so far of lust, blasé, rules lawyer, and geek, liar. And liar.
Yeah, got five. Insecurities, he's dead as well, because I don't care about other people's opinions.
Yeah, yeah, as I say, for me, it definitely wouldn't be like the Rimmer thing where insecurities is a big thing. It'd be a little gravestone, died, age 4 and a half, or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yours lasted longer than mine did.
I don't.
Mine was removed with the placenta.
I left mine in the mum on the way out.
Oh, that explains so much. I know your mum.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't know where else to go with that. To summarize, I could get on really well with my geek, potentially my rules lawyer, but you would irritate me eventually.
Yeah.
And I'd hate to live around a section guy or my ambivalent guy.
Yeah, I think my petty rage guy would drive me insane. I'd get well with my deception guy because I just like the idea that you can just bullshit each other to death.
Yeah. You've only got two personality
traits. I have two. I only have the two. That's it. I am just a patron.
He's either raging or lying. That's one of the two. Sometimes he's lying about his rage.
Quite often, in fact. I found out the other day that sometimes I can get involved in a rant that I'm doing, right, that I'd have no conviction and no belief in whatsoever.
Yep.
I am just doing a rant, or like about a thing that I have no opinions either way, and people start to genuinely think that I'm getting really riled up and angry about it, but actually I'm not. I'm just playing the rant out.
Yeah.
Just because I think it's funny.
You've got to ride this wave.
But it's just like the people think, oh my God, he's getting so angry. Why are you getting so angry about this little petty thing? I'm like, I'm not. I'm not actually genuinely angry. To be genuinely angry, it has to touch you inside. This isn't. This is just me having a bit of a rage and then moving on with it. I'm not genuinely angry about it. It's like hate, for example. The hate in my little personality world would have died in a little graveyard because I can't get to hate. Hate requires a really strong set of emotions about a thing. I rant it out, ride the wave, and then I forget all about it. I'm done. That's me done. So there's no hate because I can't get that far down the rant.
So what you're telling me is that you do only have two emotions.
It seems that way. Yeah, no, one of the girls I used to work with described me as having I'm going to give you some bad news face. Like, I could walk into a room and she'd be like, oh God, what's happened? And I'm like, what do you mean what's happened? What's happened? I don't know, what's going on? She's like, you're about to give me some bad news, aren't you? And I'm like, no, I was just walking. So most people have a resting bitch face. I have a resting delivering bad news face. When I walk into a room, everyone thinks, oh, he's going to tell me something bad.
Oh, I see. At work, people think I've got a rested mad grin.
You do have a rested mad grin, yeah. I get that.
What are you laughing at, eh? Where the fuck am I?
I like the fact that you're in your part, some part of the bit of your brain that controls your facial features is going, quickly, smile. They don't know what, that way they won't know what you're thinking about. Yeah.
Cool. All right, so what have we learned today?
We've learned that I've managed to survive on just two personality types.
Apparently. I've got five, two of which I might be able to get on with.
Yep.
One a will, one's a push, but I might for a little bit at least.
For a little bit at least.
The others, I'll probably stab in their sleep.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah. That's...
And work, yeah, I've got nothing else.
Oh, yeah, that's that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed learning that with us today.
And we'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.